You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of good gigs, there's one happening at the Wine Cellar tomorrow. And we've got the people who are performing that gig in the studio right now. Kia ora, Finn Johansson and Jasmine Mary. How are you going?
Morena.
Kia ora.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And more excitingly is that you've brought your guitar as well, which means we're going to get a song very soon. Oh. Which I'm very stoked about. And you've been touring around and you will be performing at the Wine Cellar in beautiful Level 1. First day of Level 1.
Ugh. And we also have a beautiful little house concert tonight at Aroha Ave in Sandringham.
Yeah. Sweet. And you've been hitting the road. What made you want to get out and about? Have you just been sort of feeling the lockdown itch or just been wanting to crack out some new tunes?
I think Finn invited me.
Yeah, I just wanted to crack out on the road because no opportunity to do that earlier.
No, exactly. And Finn, you just put out a couple of tracks yesterday on YouTube.
Yeah,
Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Me and my old best friend, Roland Brown, of the Boxcar Rattle, who you might remember from Fancy New Band 2011 or something.
Oh, yeah.
we just stayed up all night and made some music. So it's, you know, a little unofficial.
That's nice. It's a nice kind of thing to do that. I feel like we've got a few releases like that this year from people who are like, yeah, actually, I'm going to put this project out that I've been sort of just sitting on or something that I've done for fun and not taking it too seriously. But it's great to have that stuff out there. And what's this whole year looked like for you? Jasmine, we talked to you not too long ago. It feels like years maybe, but I think
years
it was
upon years,
years
ago.
Upon years ago. But how has the last couple of months been for you both?
Last couple of months for me has been real nice, actually. Quite busy. Yeah, just working on an album with a few people that I'm recording in October, I think. And organising this with Finn, which is real cool. It's a real nice way to get to know Finn because we just know each other from seeing each other around from a distance.
Nice.
Yeah, and just organising going on a tour with Womb in early November, which is real exciting.
That'll be special too.
A South Island one, yeah. Mm. So all those sorts of things, being outside when I'm allowed to be, being home when I have to be, you know the drill.
We've all got the drill.
So much in common.
How about you, Finn?
This year? It's been sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a Wellingtonian, you know, like that's probably a frustrating thing for everybody to hear me say.
Yeah, you've been living in Level 1 for quite a hot minute now.
Exactly.
Get out of the studio. Yeah. Not really. Please
Laters.
Don't.
Now, what did I do? I did a quote-unquote greatest hits show.
Mean. That sounds fun.
So put out a video with Callum and Annabelle, you know, for my song Six Pack.
We do, and Callum and Annabelle, for people listening at home, are sports team. Annabelle also does Wednesdays, actually. It's Wednesday today, eh? She'll be here after us. Ah. And also Callum is part of Hans Puckett and many other bands, and they make great videos. Mm. And what was your experience of making that video like? Did you enjoy it?
The experience was like calling up Callum, being like, hey, can you do a video next week? And him being like, yeah, is it okay if there's a giant robot in it? And I was like, well, all right. And then he sent it to me because we don't live in the same city.
Oh, I know. There's been quite a bit of that. One thing that I was thinking about, both of your different music has got kind of a shared thread of a little bit of like theatricality to your performances as well, which I really like about it. Mm. Very different ways that it kind of comes out, but that's something that I think maybe connects your two sort of sounds or scenes or something going on there. How do you approach live performance making for both of you? Jasmine, start with you.
How do I approach it? I feel like I always learn that people see things in that way when I talk to you guys in interviews. I don't know. I was actually just saying to Finn the other day, which is going to sound real wanky, I was like, I'll just be present. But that's actually, really true. And that's something I'm practicing constantly to just, when I perform. Or I don't know, I feel like sometimes people are like, well, I really like your performance presence. That was really good. But I think I'm more sincere and more genuine when I'm playing music to people than I am maybe now.
Yeah.
Not at any attempt to be. I think it's just the way it works out.
Yeah. That's awesome. And how about you, Finn?
There's definitely something to what you said. I don't know. I struggle sometimes with being present during my songs because it's sort of like if you're writing about feelings, there's a lot of, you know, like sort of confusing philosophy behind that. And it can be a bit weird thinking about shit when you're playing.
But, yeah. Suddenly forget the chords because you're too busy down the rabbit hole a wee bit.
Kind of. I mean, like watching Jasmine play in Wellington, we played on this boat.
Flash.
Yeah, I know. We are pretty bougie.
A boat show.
It really wasn't Flash.
Yacht rock.
I just watched it play and I was like, oh no. Like, I've got to up my game this time. So I'm working on, theatricality. It's, Yeah, God, you just opened up a can of worms, didn't you? But
do you have to put on a bit of armor instead of, like, you know,
you try
accessing
not to,
your feelings?
Or? Yeah, you try,
you
not,
try
to.
Not to.
I think we both quite enjoy, like, the every now and then laying on the stage or the old drop to the knees and stuff. But I do feel there's a lot of sincerity to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to speak on behalf of both of us, but
I think
if you can find the sincerity in laying on the floor on stage.
Well, I think isn't that, like, maybe the truth, to sound a bit wanky myself here, the truth about theatre is it is ultimately quite sincere at its heart. It kind of connects with people in that emotional way as well.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I also, this is something more so people at home can kind of understand what the vibe is going on in the studio here. Finn's got the most fantastic faux fur jacket on right now. And Jasmine's got a kind of a pink lace bolero situation.
I think it's pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah.
You know, I heard this woman at a gig the other night, they started stickering and I heard them go, "Oi, I think she's wearing pajamas." And I was like, oh, man.
Yes, I am, and I'm very comfortable. Thank you very much. Hey, you guys are going to play us a track, and what are you going to play for us?
Ooh, we're going to play Dancing Queen.
I'm so excited about this. I'm going to swing the microphone around so that we've got enough mics for guitars and voices.
I'm not texting, I'm just looking up the lyrics.
Do you want to look at this one, Finn?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if I can.
So we sing the same lyrics. Doobity doobity. Such big clothes.
When you're ready.
Does this one need to go down? Ooh. Friday night and the lights are low, looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music, getting in the swing. You've come to look for a king.
Anybody could be that guy. Night is young and the music's high.
With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl, watch that scene, playing the dancing queen. Dancing queen. You're a tease and you turn them on. Leave them burning and then you're gone. Looking out for another, anyone will do. You're in the mood for dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl, watch that scene, again the dancing queen.
dancing queen. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Swinging that mic around so I can say thank you so much. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, our pleasure.
I especially liked the ending. That was that was very special.
A couple of goofballs, eh?
If you want to hear some beautiful tunes that sound a little bit like this and a little bit like a lot of other things as well, you can head along to the Wine Cellar tomorrow night. Or where was the show tonight, Jasmine?
59 Aroha Ave, Sandringham.
Fantastic. Yeah. Jump online to grab some tickets. I believe you can get them through Under the Radar, is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Have a great show tomorrow. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you around.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.